Number 100. Human nature. There is no single definition of human nature, for the simple reason that we are all individuals and no two humans are, or can ever be, exactly alike. Many an institution has been set up to try and make sense of the inscrutable nature of we human beings, and although an inroad has been made, it is only instrumental in showing how little we really understand. We tend to institutionalize those of us that do not conform to the common standards, and we sometimes class them as insane. But is insanity really the disease? It is highly instructive to read the huge amount of wisdom that so many learned men have sought to inscribe throughout the centuries in order to fulfill their insatiable, if sometimes insalubrious, quest to define human nature. Occasionally, we find a truly insightful inscription that can serve as an inspiration to spur us on in our insolent hope of finding a solution to this insoluble question. Some experts insinuate that human nature is purely an instinctive reaction to events affecting our lives, and these insidious events gradually instill a permanent pattern into our character with insomnia, sometimes a byproduct of this installation. It seems impossible to isolate our character from such events because they become our insignia of what we are and what we stand for. Some people instate themselves as experts and try to instigate an institute based on unsubstantiated claims that they have the inspired solution to many problems inflicted on the human race. On close inspection, it is often found that the ideas of these people are insolvent and that they are insensate to the real needs of the people they seek to help. The principal motivation for some of these people is greed. So they try to install a fear into their potential customers, offering instantaneous solutions on an installment plan. The action of these insipid people is, in itself, an example of human nature that illustrates the insolence and insincerity caused by greed. Such people and organizations are little better than insects that deserve nothing better than a strong dose of insecticide to force them into insolvency. Insipisate their blood and render them insensible. Human nature is not something we can treat with insouciance. It is not an insentient part of our character which we can insert or remove at will. We cannot know the real insider within ourselves if we only use an insouciant and superficial approach to seek out true character.